Hey, Spinster Society, this is Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Well, with all the talk about Jada and August Alsina and Will, brings me something to mind that I've talked about before, and that is dating married people. When you date married people, the single person is usually the one who's going to get the short end of the stick. Whether it's the people are married and separated, living in two different households, they're just not legally divorced, but they've kind of started other relationships. And then ultimately that married couple gets back together. Or if they have a quote unquote open marriage and they're dating or, you know, seeing people outside of their marriage and the single person is aware of that. Sometimes single people think they can be okay with it. But at the end of the day, somebody's going to catch feelings. And it's not always a single person. It could be the married person. But somebody's going to catch feelings. It's going to get messy. So just don't bring that kind of drama into your life. And if you know anything about August, we know he has some issues, whether it's depression or some type of diagnosed mental illness or whatever his thing is. But he is not the one that should be involving himself in an entanglement, as Jada calls it. And as you see, if you watch the Red Table Talk with Jada and Will on this subject, then you see that they're kind of laughing it off. You know, they've said they dealt with this a long time ago in their own household, in their own way. And they're kind of having a kiki about it. And the only reason they're addressing it publicly is because it has become such a big thing with August talking about it so publicly. It's like they kind of had to address it. I guess they think they had to address it publicly versus, you know, just not responding. And with Jada having that platform of Red Table Talk, it's like, okay, well, bring yourself to the table, which she has done now. But, you know, it just makes him look all kinds of a fool. And people think a lot of times, I think that men can't be the one who becomes bitter and starts talking or gets vindictive. That's usually something that women tend to be blamed for because we're so emotional and all of that. But as you see, men do it too. Men are bigger gossips than women are. In a lot of ways, if you've ever gone to a barbershop, you would know that. Or if you just sit around and listen to men interact with their own male friends, they love to talk. They love to gossip. So, you know, having a relationship or situationship with someone who is married is going to get out in a way that you probably didn't anticipate. If you're the married person. But a man told me years ago, do not deal with a married man, even if he's separated, until he's been divorced at least a year. Legally divorced on paper, at least a year. Because you can even think about people who have been in long-term just dating relationships. When they break up, they're still kind of rebounding. And if you're the single person that they're rebounding with, that rebound doesn't last a lot of times. They get back together and they might break up again. But, you know, who wants to go through all that back and forth if you know what you're looking for is something solid? So, you know, that goes back to my whole message of not settling. If you know in your heart of hearts you want someone who is for you and nobody else, you guys are monogamous, then don't settle for someone who's kind of one foot in and one foot out of a marriage because they're not available physically or emotionally. They're just kind of trying to test the waters. And with men, the guy who told me don't date a separated man that's not legally divorced, with men, they want to see if they still have it. They want to get out there and see how many women are still attracted to them. They may have been married so long that they don't have social media. So they're jumping on everything, you know. They're talking to anything moving. And you don't want to get caught up in that. So, you know, just leave it alone. To me, it's just selfish for a married person to involve themselves with someone who is single. Because they don't know what turn their lives are taking because they're not divorced. Or when they go through the divorce, they got the emotional impact of the divorce and the feeling of failure that the marriage didn't work. And they're just not all there, you know? So for a married person to go out and get a boyfriend or girlfriend, which happens a lot, and then turn around and say, well, I want to work it out with my spouse, or we gonna try it again, or we got kids and all this other bullshit. You just don't do it. Just don't do it. If you're the single person that is not caught up emotionally, but the married person gets caught up, and you decide you don't want to live that life anymore, you want someone that is completely available, and they start tripping on you, coming up to your job, or, you know, calling nonstop, or, you know, maybe the wife gets wind of it, or the husband gets wind of it, and then they're getting all involved and heated and calling you up and, you know, causing all these issues in your life and disturbing your peace. You don't want no part of that. None whatsoever. Because as soon as somebody says, I don't want to do this anymore, it can become an issue. So I don't think it's worth it. It's too many people out here who are single that you can meet and interact with. Don't, I guess, go for the low-hanging fruit. You know, with Jada and August, they were already kind of in some type of, I don't know if you want to call it a family relationship, because Jaden and August friends at some point, you know. But I forgot how August got into their circle, but he was in their circle. And that's kind of low-hanging fruit, is in the circle, especially when you know that person is married. It's like, okay, come on now. You got plenty out here that you can meet and deal with versus going through all that drama. Because that's what it is. But some people like drama. And they don't even realize they like the drama. They don't realize that when things are calm and at peace, they don't know what to do with themselves. They have to stir up shit. And some people are they're just like that. I don't know what part of the brain or what part of their upbringing says, okay, this is comfortable for me. I guess, you know, if you grew up a certain way, whether it was dysfunctional or not, that's your comfort zone. So if you grew up in dysfunction and that's all you know, then when there isn't any, you'll create some. Because if that's what you know, that's what feels comfortable to you. And so that's, you know, Jada's bad too, because she already knew he was cuckoo. So it's like, girl, you could find somebody else to deal with. That was just too close. Just way, way, way too close to home. Oh my God. But make sure you are subscribing to the podcast, liking and sharing on Instagram as well, Urban Spinster XO on all social media. And, you know, what are your thoughts on this? You can also always chat on here on Anchor. If you're listening to it on Anchor, there is a message feature. So you can always leave me a message and tell me what your thoughts are. But, you know, bottom line, I have in my own family seen this happen. My parents, for example, were separated for 5 years, lived in different states, and decided they wanted to get back together. Never divorced. So that's what I'm saying. And until those ties are cut and cut good, you know, do not involve yourself with that. I don't care if they living in two separate places. Just don't do it. Now my parents have been married a total of 46 years. You know, out of those, and with the five being separated, but a total of 46. So it's don't do it. It's just not worth it. I would say don't even date people, again, who have been in long-term relationships that they just got out of. Like, you meet somebody and you say, oh, when's your last relationship? And they say, oh, you know, we broke up about a month ago, or we broke up a few weeks ago, or whatever. That, and they were together like 10 years. That's a no. That's a no. They're not ready to move on. They're just trying to jump out of that situation into something else so they can kind of forget about the last person. They're using you as a way to move on. And generally, it doesn't work out for the person who hasn't been in a relationship for a long time, who's completely free, emotionally free, physically free, haven't had a boyfriend or girlfriend in a long time. You're ready. You know, you're ready. You're open to meet someone. You're not trying to meet someone in the hopes of getting over someone else. Like that saying says, what is it? To get over someone, get under somebody else. That shit don't work. And I know people who have done that over and over, just jump from one bed to the next bed. And that's even married too. You know, they get out of one relationship, they get another one. They get married to somebody, they're married for a few years. They never deal with their issues because they're the common denominator. You just jumping from one thing to the next, but you're still you. So fix what you need to fix. Acknowledge what your issues are before you bring someone else into your life. And that's why I think it's so selfish for married people to have these randoms in their open relationship deal, or their, oh, we're separated but I'm moving on deal. Get divorced already. If you know, like Will and Jada, like, we never get divorced, we just gonna do what we do, don't even get involved. Don't even do it. It's just selfish, especially if you know what you want. So if you know you want your own man, your own woman, don't settle for that shit, because it's not going to turn out well. Because if you know you want someone who's going to be there on your birthday, be there for holidays, if something happens and you need someone to comfort you, if you have a death in the family, if you lose a job, you know, that's what a partner does. That's not what some dude who is married is going to do. You are not the priority. If you want to be the priority, you can't be dealing with someone who is still caught up in another relationship or in a marriage. All right. So let me know what you think. Again, Instagram at UrbanSpinsterXO. Make sure you are subscribing not only to the podcast, but to my YouTube channel. I've been just doing reviews on my YouTube channel of different products that I've tried, because I'm trying to see what works over on YouTube. I'm not really sure how I want to use that platform. But I just discovered StreamYard. So I can go live with other people on StreamYard. But the thing about getting guests, people say they're going to do stuff and then they don't show up. Just like with this podcast. That's why most of my episodes are just me talking versus me having a guest. Because trying to coordinate with people can be challenging. All right, so that is it. I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.